This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Speaking with Thane Maynard this morning is Tom Wells, founder of the company Away with Geese.
Tom Wells, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Now, your group is an interesting one. I've just learned about it, but the name tells it all, Away with Geese. And I guess your business is to try to get these Canada geese out of people's yards or business.
Correct, Thane. Yeah. They've just become a huge, huge problem. When we started researching this 9 years ago, there was 1.5 million in the United States at any one time. And now will tell me there's 8 million in the United States. So
over what period of time?
That's just over a 9-year period.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it is interesting because so often when you see a skein of geese and a V across the sky, say in the fall, you do say, oh, man, that's beautiful. Or, you know, there's companies that use it as their logo, like Eddie Bauer. But that was back then, not now, maybe, because I know there's a lot of goose poop. Near where I live, there's a little pond, and, man, my dog could eat her body weight in goose poop if I let her.
Yeah, the problem with them is they leave behind 3 to 4 pounds of waste every day, and that's every day. So, you know, when we first started, people would say, well, gee, we used to have four geese in our pond, and now we have 54. Mm. So if you have 50 geese out in your pond, that's 200 pounds of waste a day. They don't take any days off. That's 7 days a week. And I'll have people call me that have 8 garbage bags full of poop. So if it's, you know, with your property, it's a huge, huge problem. And you've tried everything. And then you kind of finally slowly find us. And
So tell us about what you do to get rid of geese.
Okay. What geese have to be back in the water at night because of predators. So the coyote, the wolf, the dog, the fox, those are all guys that could munch on them. So the water provides them safety, and then that's where they sleep. So what we came up with is a patented system to keep them awake at night. So we have a light out there that floats. It's tethered down to a cinder block, and every 2 seconds that light is flashing. Now, to you and I, it looks like somebody's lighting a cigarette out there. But to the goose, they have very good eyesight, very sensitive eyesight. And it just, their head roars back, and they try and move to a new position, and they float back around. It wakes them up again. And normally after 2 to 3 nights of that, they just say, let's go find a new spot. This isn't the same spot anymore.
So you're not really harming them,
not obviously. Harming
certainly
them,
not
no.
trapping or poisoning them, because you certainly don't want to poison wild animals.
Right, right. Yeah. We see, you know, there are companies that that make them sick. And, no, we're very, very natural all the way through our company, from recycling to how the product works. It just is.
Now, how did you come upon the flashing? Because I'd not heard of that, but that's quite an idea.
It's kind of a long story, but I was at a trade show, a much different trade show, and I was they were showing a new police bar that had LED lights to it were flashing. I went home that night with the worst headache I've ever had. So when someone presented me this question many years later, I said, well, let's try a flashing light. And then the flotation sounds like it would be easy. That took us to England to come up with the right flotation. We now are in like maybe a third generation. So we have our product is our water-based product is Rotomolded over in Madison, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
It's all one piece, and then it's just a very exquisite product. And then our light is
so
made.
That's a system they used to make snazzy kayaks. So you've got like a little kayak to hold your light. Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. Something that has a rod shape to it. That's where you get into rotomolding and such. So, it's a very, very durable. That product will go for 20, 25 years.
This is very tricky. So pretend. Obviously, at the zoo, we wouldn't do. We have a lot of waterfowl that we want. And thank goodness the rare ones don't fly away because we're a zoo. But if it was a pond, say the one out by my house, it has more geese than it did. Your guys would come and they'd put maybe, it's not a real big pond, so they'd put one flashing light, or do they put them every 20 yards?
What we do for our customers is they'll contact us at waywithgeese.com, and they'll ask for a placement study. So we'll go to Google Earth and we'll measure your pond, and we will then map it and show you the locations and the number of units you'll need and exactly where to put them. So the biggest thing that we get into is because it's a beam of light, if you have a U-shaped pond or something very unusual shape to it, then maybe you do need a second unit over in a certain spot. But the light has a radius of 75 yards, so it's about 3.5 acres it takes care of.
Yeah. That is great. Now, you mentioned that it's patentable, or is patented.
Patented.
And yet, it sounds like the kind of thing that, you know, somebody could just, I don't know, get a battery and an LED light and call it good, float it around.
It just gets a little bit more involved in that.
Yeah.
It really does. It's intriguing because we looked, the light is made for us very specially in Malaysia, and we looked to have it made in the United States, and it just wasn't done that way, and it would end up being like five times more in cost, so it was very prohibitive. But
well, it has to be weatherproof, and it has to be
weatherproof,
gooseproof. So yeah, it's not just a flashlight on a float.
Something that sits outside 24/7 for all year long is has to be a very, very durable product.
Now, I know LEDs we use a lot at the Cincinnati Zoo where I work. They are quite low voltage, so I assume the lights last quite a while.
The lights last, we guarantee the lights for 2 years. I will tell you, our average light will probably go 4+ years.
Mm-hmm.
And then when that finally, it's kind of like your rechargeable drill. When it finally, it's taken all that charge, but it just kind of lays down. So then we have a replacement light that we sell and at a very reasonable cost, and you're good for another 2 to 4 years.
Yeah. That is great. And I guess it sounds like the geese don't really get used to it.
No, they don't. It's something that, again, with their eyesight, that's what it's going after. And it just bothers them. So that's the biggest thing. And then, you know, one of the things, Thane, is like all business, our customers let us into different products. So after about 2 months, they came to us and said, gee, I've got 150 feet of lakefront property. I can't put anything in the water because maybe my association or whatever. What could you do for us? So we had to come up with a land unit. And from that we would have sports associations come up to us and say, gee, we have a soccer field, a football field, a baseball field, and we have huge problems. And what happens when you take those sports areas and you put a fence around that and put a gate to it, to the geese, you made a pond. So there's, again, no predators can get in there. So, one of our local ones, Elders Sports Facility, came to us and we took care of that. And they very much enjoyed that. So, and then from there, we went to commercial building tops.
I hadn't thought of that, but yeah.
Yep, again, they've learned that they can fly up 2 flights and no predators. They lose their feathers and do some pooping up there. I've had fellows call me that have 6 inches of water on their roof, and they're just beside themselves because it's not supposed to have any water up there. So, yeah, they can cause all kinds of different problems, a lot more in the disease area than people talk about. So, we work with...
That's not good.
Yeah. We work with Cincinnati Water, and we work with Northern Kentucky, SDI, one. And those are pretty interesting projects we work with them on. So
yeah. Now, I know you've got some other partnerships, too, that have to do even with conservation, with Lake Superior Watershed Conservancy. Tell how that developed, because you're a Cincinnati-based company.
Cincinnati-based company. My one brother happens to sit on the board of directors of that company.
Oh, okay.
And so that's what got us first contact with them. My son and I were up in northern Michigan about 3 months ago and met with them and spent actually a good day and a half with them and looked at the projects that they work on. And it's just fascinating because, again, we think of this world that we can just keep on using it and not abuse it as much as we want. And we've slowly learned that that's not the case. Mm-hmm. So Lake Superior is just a gorgeous, gorgeous piece of water. It's the largest fresh body water in the world. So they're the first people to look at the whole picture of the lake and to try and say, you know, what is somebody doing over here and how is that going to affect somebody over here? And that just had never been done before.
Yeah,
so they're having a lot of different pollution issues that nobody was really looking into. And then secondly, they're working on trying to make the whole side all the way around the lake, both the Canadian and the U.S. side, into more of a tourist-type area, just to really open it up. It's just gorgeous areas. Yeah. Very, very pretty.
That's good you partner with them. Now, Tom, I'm sure an often-asked question, but is how in the world is it that there are, it sounds like, five times as many geese as there were a decade or two ago? Why are there so many Canada geese?
Well, they probably think the biggest thing is losing of predators and that type of thing. But, you know, they've learned to adapt very, very easily. And They have anywhere from 6 to 10 goslings a year. They're increasing their rate now at 13 to 15% a year. Tells you every 5 years now they're doubling in numbers. So when I'm telling you that there's 8 million right now, another 5 million, there's going to be 5 years, there's going to be 16 mm-hmm. million. So it is a problem that is spinning out of control. Mm-hmm. And I'll have people, you know, well, gee, we should expand the hunting season and such. That just doesn't work. You know, you can't shoot a gun at your house, and I can't shoot a gun at my house. Mm-hmm. But I have, you know, geese problems if mm-hmm. if I had a pond. You know, it's just a huge, huge problem.
Sure.
And they don't have any real answers to it.
Well, I'm glad you've got a practical solution, and I appreciate you coming in to tell this story.
Great, great. Glad to be here.
Yeah, my guest has been Tom Wells, founder and president of the group Away with Geese. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Thane Maynard.